This
podcast
is
brought
to
you
by
and
powered
by
Sunday
Cool.
What?
This
or
listen.
Yeah.
That was nuts what you just did. I was going word for word and then you went
half word
this time and then I did and you said Sunday Cool. So you're doing two words.
I thought we were doing vowels.
That's not even correct what you did.
It
what
is
not
what
I'm
wait, why is this one vowel?
Doing.
Wait, is it vowel?
Consonant.
Yeah, that's a one.
Continent.
Oh, continent.
Ketchup, condiment.
Watch this.
Hey everybody, thank you for watching. We're gonna be getting right back to Ninjas the Butterflies real quick, but wanna show you around, give you a little bit of a tour of what we're doing here at Sunday Cool. So, everyone's very hard at work. We're actually almost into our busy season. So we got a lot of people over here chilling, quality control, making sure everything is as beautiful and remarkable as we want it to be. The better call, the cooler call, right here, baby.
Yes.
And then after everything's done printing, we box everything up, and then we ship it to you. 72-hour turnaround after art approval. That means as soon as your art is done, you say it's good to go. Within 72 hours, it's on its way to you. Come on, let's go inside.
This is our sales department over here.
Art people right here, very talented art crew. And there's M. You'll meet the other 25 letters of the alphabet later. Let's see what Josh is up to. There he is. There he is, guys. Are you ready, I guess, to get back to the pod? What's up?
Back to the show!
Gas station burrito. Burrito.
I'm just gonna do this.
But burrito. Why didn't you wear your glasses?
Because I look hideous in my glasses.
Aww.
I do. I look like Moaning Myrtle.
No. I shouldn't have said that. Last time I saw you, and I was like, you do look horrible in those.
I know. I walked around the whole office, and I kept saying, because people were staring at me different, and I'm like, these are my backup glasses. And Clarissa kept saying, nobody's thinking about your glasses.
Literally no one.
Literally no one.
But thank you for giving all the young kids, women, who are struggling with wearing their glasses. Thank you for that.
I don't think that glasses are hideous. The girls broke my favorite glasses, and I only have my backup Moaning Myrtle glasses.
Then go get a new pair of glasses.
I know. I need to. It's not that easy, Andy.
It kind of is. You have the prescription. You know what size of glasses you need.
Do you mean you just call 1-800 eyeglass store?
800 eyeglass store. You're going to see good today.
Wow. I can see good.
Powered by.
What is that? Oh, my goodness. I can see the fourth realm. Oh, no.
Hey. Come on.
No. Don't.
Can't.
She's done. We leave her behind, dude. We got to leave her behind.
Yeah,
me and you are going to the top. We're doing that. We're doing the
up
we're,
here.
The energy mountain. We're climbing, and she's gonna be left to the, at the bottom. What's the opposite of the summit?
I'm the Sherpa.
Base?
What
base.
About Siki over here?
He's the dude. He's with us. You're at the bottom.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Fair.
Yeah. Start climbing.
He's our little Sherpa.
Hey, start climbing, babe.
Hey, you gotta pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
Hey, put one foot right in front of the other now.
You know what they say, if you get kicked off a horse, you just gotta look that thing in the eye and you gotta understand the moss is only gonna be painted toward one side of the sun.
What?
That's an old Southern
that's
saying.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
I mean, that's what they say.
That's what my grandpappy told me and I'm gonna tell you.
Sorry, Maury. I'm not a gymnast.
I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Zoolander.
Remember the references as much as I should.
It's been so long.
I do love the gas station scene though. The pumps.
Yeah.
And it's the fountain at the end.
It's so good.
Like me.
That should have been how we revealed water reveal. We should have redone that commercial.
Yeah.
I thought it would be such a fun idea. I don't know if they exist yet, but I need a hose nozzle that hooks to my hose at my house that looks like a gas station pump.
That would be really cool.
It would be, funny. Dude, be outside. Just that would be hilarious.
Like so
giving
funny.
Your dog a bath. Your neighbors are like, hey.
Just drinking out of it. The kids. Hey, you want to drink?
Smoking a cigarette. And
yeah, that'd be perfect.
Remember how you ordered an orange mocha frappuccino the first time you went to Starbucks?
I did.
Because of Zoolander.
Orange mocha?
Yeah.
Is that what it's from?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't actually have it.
Orange Mocha Frappuccino.
It was also in Canada.
Yeah.
I don't know why Starbucks didn't do that. Like, yeah. Why would they?
Why not just hop on that, right?
Yeah.
Kels, one time, the McChicken, there's other names for it, but I called it the McChubble, the McChicken, and then the McDouble on top of each other. It's so good, but it's not a menu item, right? And in high school, I ate that all the time. He's like, you take off the top of the McChicken, you put the McDouble on top, and it's a perfect sandwich. But Kelsey's like, oh, I'm in college. My boyfriend's still in high school. I'm going to go bring him lunch. And she goes to McDonald's. She's like, I'm going to get his favorite thing. And so she says in the drive-in, can I get a McChubble? And they're like, sorry, what? And she's like, I think I'm saying it right. McChubble? They're like, I don't know what you mean.
Don't know what that is.
She's like, never mind. Just give me a McChicken and like a McDouble or something.
What are the other names for it?
We can't. They're not appropriate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They are inappropriate for the young ears.
Which it makes no sense. McChubble is the perfect word name for it.
Yeah.
It's a McChicken McDouble. Chubble.
Chubble, chubble.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. What? No, it doesn't make sense. Oh. And if you keep bringing it up, people are going to look it up.
Okay.
They're already doing it now.
Yeah, anyways. Absolutely.
I'll put that
sorry.
Here.
Hey, Lil. Start climbing.
Ah!
Lily, come on.
No.
We're on a mountain, remember? Speaking of mountains. I literally just watched a video that Everest has about 3 tons of poop on it.
That's pretty crazy.
And now it has, now it's like a thing where you actually have to carry poop bags that are reusable up to 7 times.
Reusable bags.
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea how that
so
works.
A bag?
But yeah, I guess so. Just any bags reusable, bud.
Human poop,
because people would just poop everywhere on there, and apparently people would fall, and it would be terrible. Like it's gross.
That does not seem like a place that you would want to poop.
But it's rich people poop.
True.
Maybe there's gold.
Josh stepped in human poop one time.
Oh, we talked about it a couple times.
Barefoot, right?
Yeah. No, in Crocs.
In Crocs.
That's so terrible.
Do you know the thing about the height of Everest? It's 29,032 feet, or it used to say
29,002 feet.
It now says 32. It used to say 2, but the first guy who measured it.
Yeah, what are we talking about this? Who told us about this?
Was it on the pod?
No.
Oh, okay. It wasn't. Okay, got it.
But yeah, it's 29,000 feet exactly. And he was like, no one will trust my math. And so he added 2 feet.
Just throw it off.
Yeah.
We totally talked about this on the podcast.
I don't think so.
I think so, but I can't remember.
I don't think
I'm pretty
so.
Sure we, I'm pretty sure we did.
It is. I'm sick. Everything's blending together, so I apologize.
Hey, Lil, do you want a song?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
She gets it.
Now you're clicking.
Can we just not gaslight me today?
Oh, no, we won't.
No.
Definitely not.
Okay, cool.
No.
Cool.
Annie, what are you thinking?
Oh, let's do something, maybe not on our own mainland type of music. Maybe something like overseas.
Oh, across the pond.
Yes. Ah, possibly.
Would you like a...
Yes, yes.
A nice English song? Mm-hmm. All right.
Uh-oh.
Welcome back. Ninjas and Butterflies about to get whack. Call me the sun, cause I'm hot and I always come back. Episode 84, yeah, we've got that riz. Greatest podcast in the world, yeah, we run this biz.
Bees, bees, buzz, buzz, I'm a bumblebee. Here I come, out me way, nothing comes for free. I've got a stinger, black and yellow, high full of money. No worries, I don't buy, just here to steal your honey.
Buzz, buzz, yo.
Buzz, buzz.
Baked bean, big queen, Princess Kate, not seen. Government lies, government spies, wearing masks like Halloween. Knock knock, trick or treat, give me something good to eat. Pumpkin pie filled with lies, so pull a bussy.
Seat seat, squeak squeak, look at me, I'm a mouse. Getting that cheddar, dodging traps, in your mom's house. You be Tom, I'll be Jerry, cause I always win. To cut this chit chat, let's show begin.
Never liked cats.
Never did. Or the dog person, really.
Prefer the canine to kitty cat.
No feline.
Anyways,
no feline.
Let's start the show.
Wow! An English rap.
This goes out to the 413.
413, that.
That's yeah. Awesome. Color me impressed. Is it because were you inspired by the gentleman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the gentleman.
Speaking of it.
That was a great show, but everyone be quiet.
I get. Are we done? Can I talk about the gentleman?
No. We're past that but because we're speaking of it.
I finally watched it, though.
Everyone, please. There's a lot of things coming up. This question today should be really thought about, okay? So I really want you to think about this question, yes or no. But today's question, sent in by a viewer. Should children fear the moon?
Is that a trick question? Yes, of course. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think they have to.
No. No more than the sun, I suppose.
What?
Or the stars.
This is
Lily.
This is really bad.
We're talking about
what you're saying.
Like when people moon other people, like okay. Like your buttocks, your
you,
bottom.
So you did not.
So no. If I'm
literally
getting
the word he said,
Lily thinks that children shouldn't be afraid of being mooned by a bum, by a bottom.
That's terrible.
Like in a park.
That's terrible. You should always
or,
be afraid
or
of
at
it.
School.
That's inappropriate.
That's inappropriate, Lil. We should be protecting our children.
We should not be mooning children, Lily.
They should fear that. They shouldn't embrace that. They shouldn't be happy
what
with that.
What kind of message is that going to send if they're not supposed to be like, oh, I guess I'm not supposed to be afraid of that anymore? Yes, of course you should.
Explain yourself.
Oh, my God.
Actually, don't explain yourself because I guess it turns out that Lily's okay with children seeing people's bottoms in public parks.
Against their will.
Against their will. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant the butterfly. I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
I'm sorry, y'all. That just gets me. Like, it just gets me angry.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Listen, you said you weren't going to gaslight me.
Well, we tried not to.
But you kind of forced our hand,
yeah.
Didn't you? A little bit?
Ugh.
Ugh. Women.
So the gentleman.
The gentleman. I'm only 3 episodes in. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
You finished it?
I finished it.
Ooh.
And I'm like notorious for starting and losing interest really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk really quickly. I'll talk about things that I like that won't spoil it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice the bokeh in some of the lenses, like some of the dramatic scenes? There's like swirling bokeh. It's vintage lenses that get that effect. So they're doing like, it'll literally be the same section of dialogue. And then one of the lenses will change just for like that dramatic, I'm deep in thought effect.
Yeah.
Which means everybody on the set, pause, we're updating all the cameras, and then we're going to get the rest of this shot.
It's Guy Ritchie, man. He's
incredible.
He's skilled.
That's what made me watch it.
Yeah.
Guys are great. I don't see girl Ritchie out there making any movies.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
More like girl Pori. And Guy Ritchie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Girls are poor.
In spirit.
Yeah.
Wait,
you are.
No.
What's going on, Will? Talk to us.
Yeah, no.
Come here.
I don't know what's wrong.
I need to talk to my best friend.
Force a smile. Is it? It tells your brain that you're happy,
yep.
Right?
It's
yep.
True.
Yep. And push all that deep.
With your eyes, too.
It's actually really scary.
Yeah.
My back hurts really bad.
What happened to it?
I don't know. Probably lifting someone.
Well, you did tell her she had to sleep outside for a while, right?
Yes.
Because she smelt?
Yes.
Is that what you told her?
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah?
Then you have to leave. It's not healthy for the children.
Lily, you know my nose is sensitive.
Ouch.
Ow, get away.
What the?
My back hurts. My contacts hurt. I'm going to get LASIK. I scheduled a consultation.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool. Why is your contacts hurt?
I don't know. I have allergies in my eyes, and the pollen count is so high, you could literally shovel pollen in your mouth.
It looks like, I don't know, I mean, someone just sprinkled green dust all over our cars just as a prank. Like,
it's
a really
terrible.
Lame prank.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
My contacts
are I told Josh we need to go out there with a credit card and get a line and just see who can get, like, who can go the longest without sneezing.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It sounds like the worst.
Hey, kids, we got a challenge for everybody.
But you know what's beautiful about it?
What?
Spring has sprung.
Dude, nature is thriving.
Spring has sprung, and I am happy.
Mother Nature is in a good mood.
Dude, I can't celebrate spring when it's 40-something degrees outside.
Yeah, this is whack.
I turned on my heat last night just because it got it just dipped so low.
But then it's going to be 80 tomorrow.
Really low, like 65, guys. It was like really low.
It got to 48.
It was 48?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was 46 in my house.
So shut up.
So shut your bile, dude.
The other day I was listening to NPR and they were like, spring is coming. That means it's going to get warmer. And it was one of those days where it was like 89 degrees outside. And I was like, oh, I'm tortured. It's so hot out here right now.
Punxsutawney Phil lied to us.
Mm.
You don't know Punxsutawney?
I just said,
You know who Punxsutawney Phil is?
No.
No.
You know.
Is it the...
It's a groundhog.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's the groundhog for Groundhog's Day. The one they pull out of the hole and they look, that's Punxsutawney Phil.
I don't think that's common knowledge.
I am pretty sure it is. It's in literally the Groundhog Day movie, first of all. So, yeah, it is common knowledge.
That's not common knowledge.
Yes, it is. Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
If you've never seen the movie, then you don't. It's not common knowledge.
It would be common knowledge because it's a literal national holiday, February 2nd.
I've seen that movie 3 times and I didn't remember that name.
Because you didn't really watch it, did you? You didn't really watch it, did you, Josh?
No.
What'd you do instead, huh? Tell me what you did.
Say
it now into the microphone. Say what you did.
I don't want to say it.
Say it, Josh. We're not moving on until you say it. What did you do?
I went to the store and made fun of old people.
That's what I thought. That's what you always do.
Yeah.
You're just saying you're watching movies. I know exactly. I check your location. I'm like, he's in the mall. He's making fun of old ladies.
Say, hey, old geezer, you smell like yam.
You smell like my wife.
Hey.
Why are you bringing her into this?
Listen, Andy, I don't think I paid attention to Groundhog Day since the first grade.
Really? I mean, it's literally a national holiday, but no big deal. It's on every calendar.
Nobody's paying attention to it.
Everyone is.
No.
It's a huge event.
No one. No. This must just be you.
What if we look it up? It doesn't exist. It does not exist. The movie's not real.
Speaking of movie,
ooh,
I saw this conspiracy theory regarding Joe Biden being an actor.
Oh.
And it's not actually Joe Biden.
Who am I?
Don't know if this is, if someone made this, but it got leaked or someone's like, hey, did you see this on IMDb? And then it like took off, but then it, I guess... Since then, it's been taken off of IMDb, but it was a movie, right, on IMDb.
Is that ASL for movie?
Yeah. And the title was Joe Biden Sworn In as U.S. President on Inauguration Day 2021.
Shut up. No way.
And it only had one actor in the cast and crew.
Who was?
And his name is Arthur Roberts. And... this is Arthur Roberts.
No.
Look at. But they're saying that he was wearing a mask. Like, I don't know if you saw the was it the State of the Union?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Address, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever he addressed Congress or whatever. There was a picture where he was like kind of like looking down and dude, it looks like he's wearing a mask.
No way.
Yeah, have you not seen it?
No.
Andrew, are you pulling it up?
Yes. It's super weird. But I remember because this happens with every president or like president elect or nominee or sometimes because I remember when Hillary was running for president and she had like some type of medical issue. She passed out outside of her car.
Oh, no.
Like, and they like picked her up and put her in the car and stuff. And then later, you know, a one comes out. And they're like, that's not her. That's a fake.
That
and
one,
so
yeah.
It happens with everything.
Did you find it?
No, it's a bunch of photos of Biden wearing a COVID mask.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang.
I'll show you it later, but it's crazy. Like, it literally looks like you could just, like, grab it and just pull it off.
Yikes.
And it's not super easy to get something on IMDb either. So it's like, why did that exist? Like, what was happening? Was there, like, just some, like, low-budget movie being made and he was cast?
Wait, or was it...
No, that's not it. But there
is...
Yeah.
I forget who it was. Maybe it was an old Blurry episode or another podcast I was listening to. But this lady, she was talking about, she used to work for the intelligence agency or whatever. I don't know what it was called or what division she was in. But they, her division specialized for spies in like mask.
Like Ethan Hunt.
Like she said, what they did in Mission Impossible is what we are doing in the 70s.
No.
That's what
that
she was saying.
That is so far-fetched.
Not like, I doubt it's like the printing mask where it immediately fits to your face.
No, but like they make these masks where it's like they were literally passing off as different people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get those silicone masks for $700.
And they're pretty.
And they fit your face incredible, and you cannot tell the difference.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. It's honestly kind of scary, because imagine like all the crime that could happen.
Yeah.
If you have these really good masks, it's like you're not going to be able to identify anybody.
I always thought about how, like
our president.
You remember that show back in the day, the prank show or the friend show, Jack Booty?
Yeah.
How they would have the grandpa scene where he was like fully prosthetic.
Yeah, and they did a whole movie.
I always thought, dude, we shouldn't show teenagers that because they're going to do that and buy alcohol.
Absolutely. That's what happened during COVID. The kids would just go in there with masks on, and there was like a ton of kids getting caught. But some would just get away with it because, I mean, like, you can't, like, people would just throw a fit, pull your mask down to check your ID. And it's like, you're going to ask me to pull my mask down in the middle of a pandemic?
It's dangerous.
And then they're like, okay, fine.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of here.
All right, leave it up. Here's all your beer.
Because they could dress up as an old, like, they could dress up, you know, looking older, put a mask on. No one would have any
idea.
The way
I'm such a rule follower.
Of course.
Immediately give yourself away.
Yes.
Speaking of movies, did you just
cut him off?
Cut me off?
What the heck, Lily?
I did.
Who do you think runs this show?
I
don't know at this point.
We watched the worst movie ever created.
Worst movie ever created.
Oh, yeah.
With this guy.
Oh, Dream Scenario. On Max. It just came out. I've been looking forward to it.
Horrible.
If you want to feel bad, watch that movie.
Well, tell me why. What's your rating, first of all?
I gave it a 3.
3?
Yeah.
Wow.
2.5, 3.
Jeez, what was so bad about it?
Everything.
Creepy.
The feelings.
Why? Will I like it? That's the thing. It's like
if it was
just a bad movie.
No, don't try.
But
no.
If it's just a different like type, it's a different genre you don't like.
Bad feelings.
Yeah, it was. Try it.
Yeah,
because I'm now interested to see.
I'll definitely watch it.
There's only like one part of the movie that was creepy, but then it was just very
creepy though.
It was, I don't know.
It's well made though, right?
No.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's like
A24 is kind of dropping off a bit. They're not being as picky and choosy, dude.
They're doing too much.
They used to be very picky and choosy. And now they're getting too big. Now they need to have subgenres like A24, but then A24 like a different like art house or whatever. Like there's definitely subgenres, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not, you know, technical ones, but
yeah. Remember when we were starting in, it said like A24 at the beginning. I was like, oh, we're going to leave this movie feeling awful. And you're like, not necessarily awful.
Well, what they did one recently. What was it?
Past Lives, which you feel awful.
I can't remember how.
Yeah, I guess they kind of do all in with you feeling awful.
There's some. There's
something like Swiss Army Man.
Yeah.
Oh, kinda, yeah. Swiss Army Man's awesome.
But you leave it feeling awful.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is probably the best A24 movie of all time.
Yeah.
What is?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I didn't know that was A24.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, because they have the googly eyes at the beginning with A24.
Dude,
so
the
fun.
Way I was crying so hard. She learned to love like Waymond.
Yes.
Yes.
Waymond?
That was the same Waymond.
Everybody was Waymond.
Yep. Uncut Gems ended good.
No,
it didn't.
Midsommar ended good. Lighthouse ended good.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
Oh, Andy.
The old switcheroo.
Classic Andy.
I didn't know that Uncut Gems was A24.
Uncut Gems, yes.
I can never hear that.
We've quoted it like 3 times in the past episode, I think.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
All right.
But I want to talk about two people that are following us on Instagram real quick, because that made me think of somebody.
Okay.
Dude. First of all, the guy who assisted the producer of the music of Dune 2.
Oh, yeah.
The assistant director of the music of Dune 2. Listen to us.
So he worked like under Hans?
Yeah.
Dude.
Dang.
Yeah. Huge.
Are you deceased? Are you deceased?
No, but it's really cool.
I know. Like, I know it's so silly. Celebrities, like, whatever. They're all the same people. But it is cool that people, like, that we don't even, we've never met or never dreamed of meeting, love the pod.
Yeah.
Chum Lee from the Pawn Stars is a fan of the show, and he follows us on Instagram.
Really?
Yep. And the kid, the young guy. And then I think her name is Trish Strong or Tara Strong. I think it's Tara Strong. The voice of freaking Timmy Turner.
What? Shut. Was it
green juice, lava juice? That guy, that girl. Yeah.
Wow. Dude,
she follows us. It's so cool.
But also the lead actor in Past Lives.
Yep. And Flaming Hot Cheetos.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys, we're not even that cool.
We're not that cool, but it's like, it's cool to be like, have them just be like a part of the ninja fan.
Speak for
it's
yourself.
It's crazy. Crazy. Who's okay? Name one celebrity that you're like, you would keel over.
There's sometimes where I'll check. I'm like, I'm really fans of these people. I'm like, I'll go see their following list. I'm like, just in case, do we have a shot?
Yeah.
Man, that'd be tough.
For me, Inter Miami's keeper liked one of our videos. And so if he put Messi on to our content, I'd pass out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Messi would watch one reel and just be like,
what are we doing?
Why do these humans exist? I want to play football.
Do you know Messi's bodyguard is actually an alien?
But yeah, what was I saying?
Okay, oh yeah. So nobody else has a celebrity.
No, I would do. Anytime we get a comedian that follows us is such a big deal for me. Like, it's like Dusty Slay. When we found out he was following, that was like, how cool.
You know, Joey Rogo.
Yeah.
I want like someone like an A-list, someone out of like Angelina Jolie is like, yeah, huge fan of the pod.
Or
like,
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like, that'd be
it would make no sense.
Dude, that's my reel today. Something about
Denzel.
I saw that.
Oh, did you?
On vacation thing?
Wait. I don't know anything about it.
What are you doing jazz hands for?
It's not actually
Denzel jazz?
It's a Denzel impersonation.
Oh, got it. Okay.
For me, Tim Robinson or...
That'd be cool.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
Gordon Ramsay or Phil Rosenthal.
Mm.
You know who's my favorite? Who's listens to us?
Who? Mm.
These guys.
Andrew?
Everyone who's watching. Everyone who's watching right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're my favorite.
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
Come up with a really generic name of someone that definitely follows us.
Rebecca.
John Smith.
And Arnold.
Love Arnold.
Hey, Arnold!
Hey, football head.
Speaking of Arnold and football heads.
Okay.
Do you hear what Walmart's doing?
Dude.
No,
don't get me started.
Listen to this. Okay, so
he knows because
you're about to convert me into a non-Walmart person, and I've been Walmart ride or die for my whole life.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so Walmart really put in the muscle to make all these self checkouts, you know, and so firing a ton of staff and stuff,
saving so much money.
Yeah, and the whole idea is like you're going to save a lot of money because you don't have to hire staff. It's just self checkout. They lost records. Record amounts of money.
In theft?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it was like last quarter was like $300 million or something. Probably even more than that. But now they're coming out with, it's called Walmart Plus. So basically, you pay $98 a year in order to be able to use the self-checkout.
They think they're Amazon. Like
what
do they do?
That's not gonna work. Going on?
They're paying you. We're paying you to work for you.
Yeah,
that
makes no sense.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So like, here's an idea, because they can't just like get rid of it because of like
the investment they've put in it.
The investment, but also like getting more staffing and
that's where the future's going. Like they're not going backwards. Like they just got to figure out a system that works, and it's going to get to that point where Amazon, they have the cameras where it registers everything you pick up.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to get to that point.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy is that I went to Walmart recently.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Are you okay? Is that why you're so upset today?
Dude, it really did scar me because I went, but here's the thing is like Publix and Target and all that stuff, we're getting literally robbed. It is so astronomically expensive. And I went to Walmart and I was impressed with the prices as usual.
Of course.
However, I spent about 45 minutes in the line to the self-checkout
the lines are so terrible.
They're terrible.
Like, I'll spend like an hour and a half, 2 hours, like literally shopping for like the whole 2 weeks, and I'm like, it got everything in my cart, and then I have to go back. I'm like, I'm not self-checking, checking out this huge monstrous. Yeah. It's like, and then you, it's forever.
Dude, I went to Walmart a couple days ago to get some fishing stuff, and this is my experience. I hate Walmart, too. Yeah. I hate going in there. And on the other side of the aisle, I'm looking at fishing lures, and someone takes an air horn and blasts it in his buddy's ear. But I mean, there's a divider between, but I'm me to you. And I mean, like, I almost hit the floor just in like panic in the Walmart. They like they started cussing each other out, and just like, I was like, yeah, I'm in Walmart. Dude, I need to leave.
It feels like it's actively being looted while you're there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It does feel weird. There's, I saw a video of like, they have the undercover theft protection people now that like will just dress like regular civilians and just walk through the stores. And there was this person that apparently their son was walking around and they saw a person putting something in their pocket.
Uh-oh.
And then the kid comes back and's like, hey, daddy, this person's stealing. And he goes over and starts videoing. He goes up to this guy. He says, hey, my son says he saw you stealing, putting some stuff in your pocket. And then the guy pulls out a little tiny employee badge and goes, I'm theft protection. He's like whispering. He's like, go, 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 go. He's like, what? He's like, I'm theft. I'm with the store. And you look, it's Dollar Tree where everything's a dollar.
What?
And it's like, so they're like, they literally have people planted in there trying to like catch people. And it's like, this is wild, man. It's just getting, it's getting bonkers.
I'll say that when I was in line at my 35th minute, by the way, being cut by like men were cutting me and our in the line.
Hey!
There's my wife!
Leave my wife alone!
Listen, I go, how easily...
What do they look like?
How easily could I literally walk out with this cart right now and not pay for it?
Yeah.
And I thought, so easily.
Yeah.
So easily. I wouldn't.
I would never!
Hey, don't cancel me. Hey,
don't cancel me.
I'm not going to steal nothing, but I might.
Oh, but don't pat me down.
Can they even stop you?
I mean, I don't think they could technically hold you. They have to call the police, but they can follow you out there and stuff. I've seen videos where they hold on to people, and it's like, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah. So
I'm like, I'm not dying for $9 an hour. You can go.
I know.
I'm not going to get a fist fight.
I walked out at the same time as, like, three other people, and one of us had something that set it off, but we all did the, like, look at our bag, look at each other, and just...
Yeah, I go with my headphones on. I'm literally just walking out. I'm like, if someone tackles me, great.
No Andy, wonder. That is so crazy that you do that.
I know.
You're going to get killed.
Dude, I thought I was having a stroke. So I was so confused.
Did you see? I was like your Walmart scenario.
Were you trying to do that? No, I was adjusting my jacket. And
it scared me to dove down
the thing because it slammed. Gosh. All of our triggers went off.
That scared me so bad.
You just dove down.
I would go, whoa!
Someone's shooting. Lily's over there by herself. That was so funny. That was so random.
I bumped the triggers.
Speaking of being intimidated, though, I was at the store the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting in, and this dude didn't look like a guy that you are probably friends with. He was like I don't know how to say it. He looked scary. Just this like middle, probably 58-ish white dude, bald, tattoos up his neck, on his face, all down his arms, and he's holding a clear can of gas.
You're just describing Andy in 20 years.
Probably, yeah. But missing his two front teeth, too.
Okay, 10 years.
And I'm, like, getting in the truck, and he steps right here, where the door, like, in between me and the door.
He's like, hey, can you give me a ride to Save-A-Lots?
I'm like, what?
And he's like, I ran out of gas. I had to go get gas, and I just need a ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't. I can't do that today. And he's like... And then
probably would have if he was like, would have gone about it probably a little bit, like just knowing your space a little bit.
And
maybe.
He's like, well, do you got cash? I need to get gas. I'm like, I'm like, you're $10. I said, but you won't buy anything bad, will you? He's like, no, I got to get gas. While he's holding a can of gas.
That's
full. I'm like, work on your pitch better.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
This was at Walmart?
No, this is just at Publix, like in the back of the parking lot. Dude. It was like, I'm usually not intimidated by people, but I was just like,
that's a little tough.
Having a truck, couldn't you just say lay down in the trunk bed?
I just didn't want to do it.
y'all's Publix.
I mean, I just like I was just like I was literally running through scenarios like, oh, I get there, and then like he has like a group of buddies that are just gonna beat me up, and
yeah, I warned
your organs.
Yeah,
we watched that.
Take my teeth, probably.
That Zac Efron Ted Bundy movie last night.
Oh, dude!
And Kelsey never like knew anything about the story or anything like that. So I'm explaining, and I'm like, and I just get fired up because I'm like, and this is why you don't help people with when you're by yourself.
Yeah,
it's like screw politeness. It's like this guy was like, hey, I got a broken arm in a cast. Can't you tell? Can you help me load my bike into my car? And then no joke, like, oh, yeah, I'll help you. You're handsome. And then no joke, they get murdered. It's like, don't be polite. Like, if you're scared, listen to those instincts.
This day and age, too, man.
Can't. You absolutely can't. It's wild. But the speaking of Walmart, Disney World is getting just as bad as Walmart now.
What are you talking about?
Dude. It's, craziness, oh, yeah, what I witnessed. Did I tell you about it?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we're at Disney World last a week with some friends, and one hilarious, they go in with a without the lever on their bucket thing, the little handle. So they're like, hey, do you guys give out free ones? And they're like, sure. And they grab like a brand new bucket and they tear off the
like
handle.
Like a popcorn bucket.
Kelsey told me this story.
And then they throw the bucket away and they hand them the handle.
It's so wacky.
And it's like, you don't care anything about plastic. It's baloney. But yeah, we're walking and it's getting late at night and we hear some, you know, screaming and, you know, just yelling and stuff. I see a drink fly. Uh-oh. And there's this young teenage girl and her, what I would assume to be a grandmother. She was very, very elderly, standing right next to her. It looks like they were fighting over this drink or something. The drink goes flying. It was the teenage girl's drink. The teenage girl looks towards her grandma and literally does that right up alongside the head like a punch. Right there in the middle of Disney World, and then just storms away, and I audibly just go, "Oh,
a fight!"
And I'm like trying to figure out exactly. I was like, we have to freaking pull this chick off, and she starts fighting, but she walked away, and it's like that was so scary. It was like straight up Walmart fight at Disney World,
dude. A fight in the most magical place on earth,
dude. When you're walking in those crowds of people and just hearing people yelling,
yeah,
dude. I ran somebody over. I was pushing my nieces, and they're double wide stroller. There was this lady who kept looking back. I could tell she was trying to like cut in front, but she was one of those aggressive people who like keeps on. And so I did the math. I was like, my nieces are far enough inside this stroller. I was like, if she literally tries to step over it, I was like, I'm just gonna run, and literally like ran up her calf with the stroller, and she like stumbled and tripped off to the side, and I just kept walking straight. Dude, I ran somebody over. This is the one time I pushed a stroller in Disney. I don't have kids, so that was my experience. And I was like,
Nipping someone on the heels with a stroller.
This was on purpose.
I would much rather die. I was like, I hate that feeling because I'm like, I'm literally so sorry. I'm like, and then it happened twice one time to the same person, and I'm like, I can't do this. It was so much,
dude. Disney. It just stresses me out.
It brings
so
out the worst in people too.
Yeah.
If you go there expecting a terrible time, like it's going to be terrible, like terrible crowds, terrible lines, it's going to be hot. It's all good. You just got to expect it.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, this last time I did good.
You did great.
I just thought, who cares? Who cares?
We had so much fun.
Yeah. I lose one kid, we still have another kid.
We're fine.
We have plan B over there. But I mean, Jane.
Do you know 2,000 kids go missing out of Disney every year?
Is that true?
That's what Google says.
I mean, I was thinking about that while we were there with you guys, and I was like, it makes sense. How would you stop it? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It'd be so easy.
They could just grab your kid and just leave the park.
Dude, we should try it.
I remember being a kid.
I have an idea. We go to the park, and each of us is tasked to steal one of our kids.
I can't play that game.
We have to just figure it out, and we'll see how easy it is.
Yeah. Demi would come with us willingly.
Yeah, instantly. She's like, heck yeah, you guys are cool.
All right, yeah, I'll go.
I remember being a little kid and I went to Disney with my uncle and his girlfriend, and I thought I was following them, and I ended up following this other couple.
Home alone?
Around the park. Isn't that crazy? I don't know if they ever told my parents that.
Do you remember the fear of losing your parents in like a store and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, do, 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 do. Obviously, you grew up with it. Just like,
where's he at?
Where's my dad?
Constant heartbeat.
But yeah, I just remember that like fear. I'll never forget that fear.
Yeah,
mom, dude, there was. Where are you? You're just in the electronics department. Look, that was the cool thing about Walmart in the '90s. Do you ever go there when you were kids?
Yeah.
And they had the freaking
64.
You could play games in the game, like, dude. Yeah, yeah. Like your neck would be broke.
Yeah. Some Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, the TV's like right there.
It's like literally 8 feet above you.
there was always that kid who would never like let someone else have a turn.
Yeah, it's like the kid that was probably being neglected, and their parents would just drop them off. That would be like their babysitter. So like, I'll be back at 5 o'clock. Just play video games. Grab some deli snacks.
Speaking of deli snacks,
don't say it.
No, but did you see the other day? What was his name? We have an ad. Don't go anywhere. Nicholas? Yeah. We can't hear you. Oh.
Yes.
Have you heard about our swag that we're dropping on SundayCoolSwag.com?
No, I have not.
You sound so different, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if you guys go to SundayCoolSwag.com...
And do what?
Purchase our merch. We have like a whole bunch of designs. We have new designs popping up every month.
I don't believe you.
Go. Why don't you go check it out?
Fine, I will.
Why don't you go check it out, Andy?
Fine, I will.
I knew it was you the whole time.
Yeah, okay, so what? What's the big deal? I can't make some voices every now and then?
Then you're just making this not fun.
No, you're being a jerk about this, man.
No, I'm trying to be fun.
No, you're being overdramatic.
You're the one not making it fun.
I was making it fun. I was talking through a pillow. How is that not fun?
She seems like she's having the best time ever, huh?
I'm so done with this, dude.
Not.
Look at you guys having a great time.
We are. SundayCoolSwag.com.
Cheer up, Charlie. Cheer up, Charlie.
The sun is shining.
Grandpa Joe's a jerk.
What a lazy bum, dude. I knew that was coming.
Me too.
You didn't. You
me didn't. Too.
Look at him. He never misses.
Oh.
He's got the fastest transitions and segues in all the land.
Wasn't that ad fun?
Sure, I guess. If you want to call that fun.
Why wouldn't you?
You know why. I don't know. I mean, I know you had fun. I didn't, okay?
Tell me why you didn't have fun.
No, I think we all get it.
Mm.
I think we all get it. Right, Lil?
It just seemed like Lily had a little too much fun.
Chill.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, what you doing over there?
Nothing.
Really?
Like a beaten puppy.
Nothing. And nothing.
What's wrong? What's wrong, boo boo?
What would make you feel better?
Massage.
Or
Corey.
He's our massage guy in the office.
Or you know what would make her feel better?
Question corner with Lily.
Where the questions are fresh on her mind, even if she's grumpy.
Okay. Did we talk about the Tyson Paul fight?
Yes.
On last podcast?
A bit.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So let's recap real quick.
Who we think is going to win?
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are fighting each other, but Jake Paul's allowed to tag his brother Logan in. He's allowed to wear a helmet, but Mike Tyson isn't. He's allowed to do drugs.
Like,
there's no testing.
There's no drug testing.
He's allowed to do, or he has to do drugs.
And it's just a completely unequal fight, and it's actually maddening.
It's actually probably going to turn out to be super equal.
I don't think it's obviously like unequal. I think there are obviously advantages, but I don't know if it's.
Do you hear how? I mean, he's not even trash talking Mike Tyson right now because I think he's actually afraid.
He probably
is.
He
should be.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no joke. All the jokes that he made about like Connor and his wife and Connor's wife. And it's like, now he's not even touching Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You saw what Mike Tyson said about like people accusing him of taking a trash fight for money.
No.
He said, I'm not doing this for money. He said, I'm doing this to end his career.
I'm doing this to end his career.
That was good.
I'm doing this to end his career.
But basically, he like sided with boxing. He was like, I'm tired of these fights. I want to retire him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he just goes all out.
Yeah.
That's the fun part. I mean, if it's just a show, it's not going to be fun. Then it's like, then you're no better than WWE at that point.
Listen, you can still get knocked out wearing one of those headgear things.
100%. Iron Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
The baddest man on the planet.
That's what he said. He said he's going to send him to the WWE like his brother.
Use the chair.
Oh my gosh. Tyson has a chair.
They just keep on adding like stipulations where like, Jake, you can actually use a chair now in the fight.
Jake,
at any point.
You can have a knife.
And Mike Tyson will be blindfolded.
Also, it's a ladder match. Battle Royale.
What was your question?
It is, as the Tyson versus Paul fight approaches, what celebrity matchup / grudge match would you pay to go see?
Ooh.
Nice.
This is from Doomslug93, from our Patreon users.
Nice. Nice.
Hey, thanks, Patreon.
Thanks, Patreon.
I would, let me think about it. I don't want to answer too quick.
I think mine would be Ron DeSantis versus Vladimir Putin.
I feel like there's a better representation of America than DeSantis.
I don't think it's not America. But it's Florida.
Yeah.
But you did do the president of Russia.
I think there's like a bum in Kissimmee that we could like that would have a better chance to fight Putin.
Yeah.
Some guy that's just
it's hard to
ready
fight.
To go.
It's hard to fight.
Also, no, but congratulations to Vladimir Putin who just won the election again for the millionth time and definitely wasn't rigged at all. So and congrats.
It's not like the voters they were sitting here like this.
No, but did you actually see that? There was reports from one of the independent journalists I follow that there was people in certain parts of Russia
protesting.
They were forced to vote at gunpoint.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Jeez Louise.
Don't know that joke.
Hey, don't know.
Don't kill me.
Kevin Costner versus Vladimir Putin.
Cool.
Yellowstone versus, what would be another stone? Yellowstone versus.
Philosopher.
Stone. Putin stone. I don't know.
Poopy stone.
Stone. My first thought was like Guy Fieri and like Gordon Ramsay.
Nice.
Like that would be such a fun actual celebrity match that I think people would pay to see.
Dude, yeah. Gordon would whoop.
He 100% would. You never know though. Guy Fieri's got that fire in him.
I'm gonna definitely do Elon Musk versus Zuckerberg just because I want that to happen.
Yeah. I hope it happens.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I was thinking of that too. Elon and Zuckerberg. Who would I want to choose? I don't know. I'm blanking.
Elon versus Musk would actually be good.
Let's
the human
do,
versus the machine that he's created himself to be.
Let's do.
Are you guys celebrities?
Don, what's his name? Don Lemon.
Ask my manager.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon. Yeah, the reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him.
Elon.
And Elon. Because did you see the interview?
Yeah,
thing?
Dude, it was crazy.
Listen to this. So Don Lemon got fired from CNN, right?
I don't know who that is.
He's glasses. A black reporter. I don't think he wears glasses.
He does sometimes, but not
like
really.
Middle-aged.
You recognize him as soon as you see him. Hold on.
Did he do that interview where he was crying or the?
No, that wasn't him.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was fired from CNN, right?
Yeah.
And he started his own show. I think it's called like the Don Lemon Show or something.
It's a good name.
Like Tucker Carlson, how he started his own show. And Elon was going to let him host his show on X like he did with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And Don Lemon chose for his first interview to be with Elon Musk and was questioning everything about what Elon Musk was doing. Like talking about freedom of speech and like.
And not like in an interview way where it's like, hey.
No, kind of accusatory.
Very biased questions.
Elon got so mad. He apparently texted Don Lemon and said, contract canceled. Basically, he's not allowing him on X anymore.
Bitter is showing, Musk.
But no, it was like there were some things where it's like, you're trying to put me in a spot to say something or you're trying to manipulate my sayings, make him look bad. Yeah, like.
All right, but. If we're talking about it at its core.
The freedom of speech thing?
Freedom of speech, and now he's denying him his freedom of speech because he had a conversation that he didn't like.
I'm sure he could post on there still, but the ex will not pay him to have a show
that
on.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was a partnership type of thing, and it's like he was coming at him, but it's like, but not in a, I don't know, a good journalist way. You can ask tough questions and not be disrespectful.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, that's the whole thing. You got to carry yourself, right? You got to use the right questions, and you came off really wrong, and it's like, cool, that's not how you treat a business partner. I can imagine that.
Yeah.
And if you ever talk to me that way, you won't be able to post on YouTube ever again.
Okay.
Deal?
That's fair.
Deal.
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 Shake
my hand.
The question, wait, I'm going too fast. Give us a beat there, Andrew.
Oh, shoot.
We'll see if it's still on there. We'll go with whatever it is.
Move out the way, hands are real.
No.
Yeah, that was dumb. Give us a beat. Oh.
Yeah?
No.
No.
Yours. Andrew has a reel. Andrew has a reel.
Yeah. He's got Andrew a reel to show us. It's going to be good. I hope so. If it's not,
ugh. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just going to.
Totally forgot what trigger that was. It's sending. It's stuck in cell phone. Yeah, this dude does an impersonation of Denzel, but actually becomes Denzel, and it's freaky.
Oh, like they did like the face swap or whatever?
No. Just watch this thing.
Huh? All right, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Hey, who's doing volume? Hey.
Sorry.
Hold on.
We've
Will.
Been doing this for 84 episodes.
Hold on. Start from the beginning.
3.
Lily.
2, 1.
Turns into Denzel.
And it's just a train, but Denzel's so good, he goes, are we going to stop that train? All right, so we're going to stop it.
It's the face swap, dude.
Yeah, that's face swap.
Right? How do you know?
Wait.
100%. Because that's Godfrey. He's a comedian. Fast, right?
We gotta stop it. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a face swap thing.
No, that
was... Because then it switches back. Exactly. Yeah, it switches back.
1,000%.
But he just happens, I promise you, that's Godfrey. He's famous for Denzel impressions.
They switch his fate.
Okay. You have a horse. I have a horse. I'm a cowboy.
He's very good.
Thought he was stretching his face out.
No, they did the face swap.
No.
Yes.
Yes. There's no way you could just be like, all right, I'm Denzel now.
Let me tell you guys about this thing. It's called AI.
Yeah.
And it's really, really crazy what they can do with people's faces now.
Guys, let's dive into AI.
Hey, I got one more just for Lily.
Uh-oh.
It's on the way.
Let's go into space real quick. Coming back down.
Elon, we need it quick.
Coming back down.
What do you think that does to our bodies?
Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Where's the volume?
It should be there. No, it's not there. Anyways, that chick can't blink.
Ew.
Yeah, I hate that.
That her contacts froze to her eyes.
Oh, that's gross.
Forever?
Forever. Yeah. She's dead.
She's dead. She's literally unable to blink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just thought you'd relate
to that.
Feels
like that right now.
But you are blinking. You could close your eyes. She can't. She's stuck with her eyes open forever.
Yeah.
That's actually terrifying.
That would be scary. Just laying in bed.
Would your eyes just like crystallize and just like shatter?
I mean, they have to be moistened, right? So like if you don't blink, you
they fall out and
blow up. What?
Don't say that word.
I'm alive. You can say die.
No, you said moistened and I didn't.
Oh, moisten.
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 Oh, moisten.
Oi, moisten.
Give me some moisten up in here.
Speaking of moisten, don't like that word. The title, our title, the question, the moon.
The moon.
Let's talk about the moon.
Okay.
Is it real?
And have we been there? The solar eclipse is coming up.
Yeah.
April 8th.
Which is in 3 days.
Yeah. 3 days from when this podcast comes out. I came across a story that was insane and I've never heard of it. And you think that we would have learned about it at some point in our lives. And it's about events that happened in the years 1811 and 1812. 1811 and 1812. There was this Indian Native American chief. And his name was, how did you say early? Tecumseh.
Yeah. We learned about him in school.
Tecumseh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember what.
Okay. Well, Tecumseh was what they wrote down was a Native American mystic, warrior, military leader of the Shawnee tribe.
Yes.
And his name means shooting star or he who walks across the sky.
Oh, cool.
He had a brother who everyone called the prophet. And it was like kind of like a Native American cult, if you will. And he made this prediction in 1806 that there was going to be events that transpire after a solar eclipse. And he called the solar eclipse the Black Sun. And he said that there will be a great battle after the Black Sun, which is to come very soon. But then,
how do you know about it?
The prophet. He's the prophet.
He's a mystic.
He walks on the stars.
Yep. So he predicted that, right? But in March 1811, something appears in the sky, which was called the Great Comet, or the Tecumseh Comet, or as they referred into in Europe, they referred to it as the Napoleon Comet.
Oh, because Napoleon was going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. But this comet was seen all around the world, and it was huge, and the people were terrified of it.
Oh, geez.
Because they said at night, it was the brightest thing in the sky, and you could even see it during the daytime.
Wow.
And the thing, so like when there's a meteor or a comet, you know, there's like the light that bends around it.
Yeah.
It's called the coma. Look that up. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
but they said the coma, or like the head of this comet, was 1,000,000 miles wide.
What?
50 times bigger than the sun.
Where is it now?
It's gone.
I'm getting there. 1,000,000 miles wide. 50 That's times, crazy.
50 times bigger than the sun. So this just appeared in March. And everyone's like, what? Right? Terrifying. So it appeared in March. And then in September 17th in 1811, there was a solar eclipse that happened almost on the same path that this coming solar eclipse is about to happen.
Yikes.
Like, so it went across basically like the Midwest and kind of shot up towards like New York.
Okay.
There's
nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. Everyone was like, that's wild, whatever. But on October 20th, 1811, the comet passed its closest trajectory towards Earth.
Oh, Mike Tyson came out.
Listen, this comet was crazy, y'all. Hey, that was pretty good, right? So after it got super close to the Earth on October of 1811, 2 months later in December 16th, 1811, there was massive earthquakes that happened in the New Madrid fault line. So that's New Madrid, Missouri, right? Didn't know this existed until...
Yeah, last place I would have guessed this yesterday. Is where it is.
Apparently it's a major fault line. And so after the solar eclipse happened and after this comet came super close to the Earth, this fault line shifted.
Uh-oh.
And so...
And created Joplin.
No. But when it shifted, the earthquakes that happened were, they said, on record, the worst earthquakes America's ever experienced.
Wow.
One of them being a magnitude 8.8.
What's the scale?
10.
And like 3 is huge. and something 7 is like catastrophic. And now, so like that's, you're getting up to like
8.8.
World ending almost.
But what was weird was these earthquakes happened in between December of 1811 through the spring of 1812.
It was just consistently shaking?
They said there's over 10,000 earthquakes that happened during that time frame.
Oh, my.
And imagine the aftershock.
They were so violent, and the aftershocks. This happened, this fault line stuff was like in Missouri, right? They said the bells in like Boston were ringing for like a week straight.
What's an aftershock?
That's what.
So earthquake and then like the shock that comes out from it.
It could be hours after, depending on how big it is or where it's at.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Literally, it's just tiny earthquakes after the major earthquake. Yeah.
So think about a pool. If you push a wave, it hits the other side and then comes back. So you have the initial impact and then.
So that's what's almost worse, because if the main earthquake doesn't knock down buildings, the aftershock is like, it's like, who knows how bad that's going to be. And so everyone still has to be evacuated and has to be taking a lot of measures for it. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
But some crazy phenomenons were happening during these earthquakes, and I'm going to read a couple of them. There's something called earthquake lights, and it's lights flash from the ground caused by quartz crystals being squeezed. So there's literally just like lightning coming from the ground, like
What are you talking about?
How
that's
scary?
What I'm talking about. Like I learned all this stuff yesterday. Like this is historical stuff.
Dude, how terrifying would that be back then? Not knowing anything, seeing the comet, you've never felt an earthquake before and you're in the middle of Missouri.
Yeah.
You're just chilling, camping in Missouri, and suddenly the earth cracks open and there's lightning coming through. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, the world is ending.
Yeah, you're done.
The coming has happened.
The Mississippi River ran backwards for several hours.
So from the ocean north?
Yes. So it literally changed direction for hours. And when that happened,
get it.
I mean, they were talking, like, these locals and stuff said the earth was literally opening up, swallowing trees and forests. One of them, this Native American village, this giant Native American village, was completely swallowed up in this earthquake.
Do you think that's where that phrase came from, where, like, there somebody says, I wish the earth would swallow me up right now?
Probably.
I guess so.
From that time?
Yeah, probably.
But there's also something with these earthquakes. Earthquake smog. And what that is, it says the sky turned dark during the earthquake, so dark that lighted lamps didn't help. The air smelled bad and it was hard to breathe.
Like sulfur?
Yeah, it was just dark sulfur. And they said, like, literally, if you had a light, like a lantern, you couldn't see it.
That smelled
terrible.
It
was that dark. So all this is happening.
My scary.
They said that there's literally thunder happening
from
the earthquake. Just so you're seeing lightning come from the ground, villages being swallowed up, thunder, dark smog, a giant comet. Like, your world, like, it's the end of the world, right?
Yeah, dude.
But they also said that a lot of locals said that there's a ton of animal warnings before that.
Oh, they knew, yeah.
So they said wild animals became, like, domesticated.
Yeah, they were coming in their houses.
And then domestic animals were acting like wild animals. And they said that geese and ducks would come and land, like, on people and by people. Just weird stuff.
What are we going to do?
Hmm?
We're getting swallowed, too.
What are you talking about?
The geese and the ducks are like, yo, help me out.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
We're not going to do anything.
Get out of here. I mean, I'm going to eat you.
But there's one story. It was the first steamboat to ever go down the Mississippi.
Went in the other direction?
Well, it was going down, and he was with his family. It was him, his wife, his two-year-old daughter, and their dog. And on December 16th, they were 200 miles from New Madrid, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't feel the shocks because they were, like, in the water. But then the further downstream they went, they just noticed, like, everything starting to move. And, like, the river was, like, swallowing itself. And a bunch of Native Americans were, like, shooting arrows and stuff at him because they called it the fireboat was causing the earth to shake. So they thought this steamboat was causing all this stuff.
Wow.
Oh, no.
But they said that the further they went down, everything was just forests were just completely swallowed up by the earth, leveled. And at night, they tied off to, like, an island that was on the river. The next morning, the island was gone. So, I mean, it's just terrifying, right? I just thought it was crazy, man. I've never heard this story ever. They said it was the biggest earthquakes America has ever seen, the longest duration of earthquakes the world has ever seen. But what was crazy about this Great Comet thing was its, what do they call it? Orbit?
Yeah.
So when it appears and when it goes away. Hold on, where's the date?
Are you implying that this is going to happen again with this solar eclipse?
In 3 days.
I'm getting there.
I'm kidding.
This orbit, or the orbit of this Great Comet, happens every 3,065 years. So the last time people on Earth saw this comet, what they saw in 1811, was during the time of King Ramses II in Egypt.
How do we know that?
Don't know. But that was also the time of Moses, which I found super interesting.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of, like,
the plagues.
The plagues, the sky going dark, and I don't know. I just thought that was a weird connection. Yeah. That's the only connection I made with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a ton of weird stuff.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But we actually have a comet that is going around Earth right now that will be most visible on April 8th.
Guys.
But it has a good name. It's called a happy comet.
Guess what this comet is called?
What?
The Devil Comet.
Oh my gosh, Andy.
And this comet, listen to this. This comet, it's called the Devil Comet because it appears to have two horns on it.
Yeah, fair. Or the Pac-Man Comet.
This comet was first discovered in 1812.
Josh, quit saying it out loud because it'll come true.
And it has a 71-year orbit. So basically, I did the math of 2024, and you take away 71, 71, 71. It was 1811.
Wow.
When they first, when this comet first appeared at Earth. But this comet will be, they said it will probably be visible during the daytime during the eclipse.
What does this mean for me? Because I'm an Aquarius. Good luck, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Good.
So there's that.
Well, scary.
Dude, it's so funny you mentioned that, though, because, like, I was literally just seeing a TikTok. And it was crazy, and you're going to love this. They're finding steamboat ships 50 feet under the ground in Kansas fields.
That's from this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's blowing my mind. Like, I didn't put those two together, but there's literally pictures of there's so many of that.
It's
that,
from this earthquake,
that
dude.
Literally, that's wild to me.
Yeah.
You know, something, the Midwest just seems like a perilous place to live.
It does seem brutal.
It's also boring. Strong people. And it's also probably the majority of our audience, so be careful. All right? And they have guns. A lot of them, all right?
Can I add some doom since you brought up Moses?
Sure.
All right. This is Moses speaking. Moses said, this is how that you will know the Lord has sent me to do all these things and that it was not my idea. If these men die a natural death and experience only what usually happens to men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord brings about something totally new and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them with everything that belongs to them and they go down alive to the grave, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt. And as soon as he finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with their households.
Opened its mouth.
That's wild. That's wild. Because the last time this comet was here on Earth or seen on Earth was during the time of Moses.
That's from Numbers 16.
That's wild.
Wow.
But the warnings that the news in different states, is this boring you?
No.
Because listen up, it's getting crazy.
If we turn this light off, I'd be better.
Put on your sunglasses. The warnings
good
that
idea.
The news is putting out. Do you remember the solar eclipse that happened in 2017?
Yes.
The news are like, hey, make sure you wear the right sunglasses because they sell fake sunglasses and don't stare at the sun for too long.
Yeah, they fry your eyes.
The warnings this time are make sure you have gas in your car.
What?
Make sure you have at least 2 to 3 weeks of food and water. Make sure you know where your family's at, so if you need to contact them, make sure you have an AM/FM radio.
Have a printable map.
Have a printable map.
That's what they said, like a paper map. I'm like, oh no, we're going in the wrong direction.
They're giving out warnings. Oh, and they issued the National Guard to be in these cities during the eclipse.
Is it because it might fry our grids?
There's a couple of...
Get your chickens.
There's a couple of theories.
I'm stealing yours.
No, you can't even get to us. There are pirates on the way.
I am a pirate. That's the thing.
One of my theories is that we're going to experience something catastrophic again, like this earth opening up.
Yeah.
Another theory is that with the increase of people crossing our borders, there's going to be such a concentration of people out in the open that there's going to be an attack on them, which is creepy. And then another theory is then that's when Russia is going to launch that EMP attack.
Yeah.
But then there's another theory that this paper was written by an Air Force captain in 2015 talking about, it was basically a warning of how the sun's poles are going to flip, which apparently does that every 11 years.
Yeah.
But this one, they're predicting it's going to be way worse. And when it does that, the electric magnetic pulse that it puts off is like so intense, but it always misses Earth. But they're saying there's a good chance that it's going to hit Earth this time. And he says our magnetic field is 40% weaker than it has been. He said in the past 400 years, the Earth's magnetic field has decreased 40%. So like if
what does that mean?
Basically, it would be the sun having an EMP attack on us,
which is what happened in like Knowing, right?
Similar. And then that's why the theory is all these billionaires are building bunkers.
Oh, Jesus. Guys, we got to get our acts together. Well, we got till April 8th.
Yep. We got it. Three days
from now.
Everybody, hurry! Go to Rural King!
Chickens, come on, reproduce!
But I'm not saying that to scare anyone. but I'm scared.
No, I mean, I think
I'm not scared, but I'm just like, dude, if something happens.
But did you see those little sort, those sawfish that are going crazy in Florida right now?
Oh, geez.
Huge sawfish that don't normally come up on top of water, especially near the bay, are literally coming up and shaking their heads, going in circles, beaching themselves. Even fish in aquariums in Florida are freaking out.
It's called the spinning fish disease, I think, is what they're calling it now.
Well, yeah, but it's, I mean, we see all that with the animals acting different. It's like, this is, I don't like this.
Here's something that wouldn't be half bad, though. What if Florida split off?
And became an island?
And we were the next Cuba.
Mm.
With no missiles or crises.
We got to have one or the other.
That would be great.
One, you got to have one.
We just turn missiles into a big, crises. We turn into a big Tommy Bahama resort.
Please. R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett.
But did you also see, like, in America, there's a bunch of, like, cattle herds. Herds?
Herds.
Herds.
And, like, sheep herds?
Yeah.
Are they also called herds?
A cackle. Flock. A cackle.
A cackle. Flock. But the people are getting it on like their like outdoor cameras, like at night and stuff. They literally gather in a circle and they just are walking in circles constantly.
Stop, you guys. I don't this like is that. So weird. So weird.
I thought that was the thing that happens to them. They'll get stuck in like a doom loop because they just keep following the net.
Yeah.
Like the shepherd's job is to stop that when he sees it.
Dude, oh, really?
Me too, though. That's what I'm going to start calling.
Doom loop?
Doom loop.
I've been doom looping for like 48 hours.
That's what I just call when I get on TikTok. I'm just like,
Dude, the fish thing, though, is nuts. I watched a thing on it this morning. This guy who lives in the Keys, he's like, normally the news blows. Oh, the algae bloom is destroying everything. He was like, a lot of those stories get blown out of proportion, but he runs a fishing YouTube channel and he's a charter captain and he was like, this isn't fake. It's called the spinning disease, but it's not just the sawfish. It's bait fish that are doing it now. Yeah. It's stingrays coming up in there. It's like affecting all sorts of fish. But the crazy thing is they've tested them and all of the like toxins and chemicals and blooms and the things that they expect to like cause problems like red tide and stuff. They're not finding them. Mm-hmm. So they're like, we don't know.
We have no idea why
they were like, it seems like extreme vertigo. Yeah. We don't have an explanation right now
but
for why.
Hundreds of miles apart. Hundreds of miles apart. Animals are like doing the exact same thing. So it's like, I don't understand how this is.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can all affect one species or one area? That's.
Yeah. They, in the Keys specifically, they can trace the spinning fish thing. It started in this particular region after a blob of sediment arrived. They don't know where it came from, but. They're like, we can't detect in the fish what that is. But that is weird if other stuff is happening with other animals elsewhere.
I mean, it would make sense because we talked about the Adam and Eve theory of the Earth's poles reversing. But even if they shift, the whole gravitational force pull animals get thrown off, right? Mm-hmm. But along with that are earthquakes, tsunamis, terrible weather.
And that's the thing. Like when we read about these huge earthquakes, like the worst year in history, that one where it was like it covered darkness over the whole earth for a year.
Yeah.
Like the volcano. Yeah. We have all of these things that we read about that are just history. But it's like, what is stopping an earthquake from happening and swallowing up and flooding a city full of 5 million people? Like,
we just think that will never happen. Because it's like, oh, yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, because that's the path. It's like Mother Nature don't care. And so, like, That's my word. It's like, what's the next big thing? I mean, Iceland isn't even had their biggest volcano from the beginning of the year. Their fourth
and their earthquake. That thing that the whole
2 mile wide
just apparently. Split open.
Yeah, just right over like in open highways. Tourism's now canceled
for
a lot of areas.
And I think this line, this solar eclipse. I think there's gonna be something crazy,
dude. And that's just life, isn't it?
That's life.
When you put on glasses, you change. You're just like,
hey, that's life, isn't it?
You're just so cool with them. You're just, hey, man, that's just life, right?
Cool all the time.
It's all right.
I will say I'm going home right now. I'm getting 20 chicks and some rabbits and stuff.
20 chicks, some rabbits and stuff.
Hey, but so
me.
If there's an EMP, can Andy still use his electric bike?
No, I can't.
Probably not.
If it's charged ahead of time.
Yeah, so
it fries all the chips and...
That's what would have happened if I got struck by lightning on the bike, though. I would have gone really fast.
How are you getting to our house?
I'm telling you, I'm going to be the pirate. Like, you're going to be on your way to Umatilla to go in your guys' little retreat, little property, and you're going to get stopped, and you're going to be so scared. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. And you're going to put your face down, and then Josh will be like, chill, it's fine. Good. And there's, like, guy with a bandana covered in, like, Mad Max stuff, and you're going to hear a knock on the window, and I'm going to do this. And you're going to roll down your window. I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? Give me all your money.
Realistically, we can't make the journey out to Umatilla for like a few months because we need to prepare.
Mm.
And there's no structures out there. So do we even go?
My philosophy is find someplace close to water.
Well, we are close to water.
I mean, yeah. like can get away water, like coast.
Oh.
Can't get away on a lake.
Just paddling a canoe through canals.
That's what we're finally going to do, the chain of lakes.
But it'll be for survival.
Dude, that's gonna be great. The chain where it's like the canal with all the meth houses. That is the most perilous area. There's no way.
That's where the pirates will be.
Andy's going to become their king.
Dude, give us your food.
I will take over the Dora Canal. That will be my, that'll be my property, my territory.
None shall pass. I'll be the troll under the bridge.
Oh,
it'll
my
be
gosh.
Perfect.
Scary.
I definitely think.
We'll wait for you, is what I'm saying, but you have about a month to get to
us. Okay, good.
I think God's trying to tell us something.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of.
He uses the moon and sun and stars like for signs and seasons, dude.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like what of nature is random and what isn't, because the solar eclipses, those seems like it should have some significance.
Yeah. And again, those people that went off on like, it's passing over two cities named Nineveh, is a sign for everyone in the nation needs to repent. I don't know.
I don't
necessarily buy into that.
There was a sign that we need to repent, and that's in the Bible. That's very clear. It's like don't be putting stuff in there. It's like,
I'm so sorry. I gotta pee.
Oh, go for it. But dude, if the red heifer is sacrificed on April 8th, I'm just gonna be like, okay,
it's
okay,
time.
Let's
buckle
go.
Up.
Okay, now I have a dark question.
Okay.
Somebody said this, and I need to do a deep dive into Revelation. I want to do like a study guide and stuff like that, maybe in a Bible study. But is it true that if you are not raptured with the group, you have to be martyred to be saved?
There's a lot of...
That is a dark question.
No. I mean, there's so many different... People interpret Revelation 1,000 ways.
Yeah. There's so many...
Some people don't even believe that a rapture is going to happen.
Yeah.
I also don't think God cares about technicalities.
No.
So it's like... We could say whatever we want, but at the end of the day, we control what we control, and
that's nothing.
You go with your conviction, and you do what you got to do. But I don't know. Either way, I'm going to be a jester in the post-apocalyptic life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and I'm saying this too. I hope nothing happens during this eclipse or after this eclipse.
Do this.
Honestly,
I'm after randomly coming across this story in 1811, these earthquakes and I mean, it was almost exactly the same path. Mm-hmm. And this solar eclipse is literally passing over New Amsterdam. Or Amsterdam, is that what it's called? No, New Madrid, sorry.
New Madrid.
Yeah.
Got it.
Another European city.
You know, like doing that.
Hey, crazies.
But I don't know, man.
How would you feel if they're like, hey, 3 months, there's a meteor coming, 100 million miles wide, we're done for. Would you be bummed out about that? Would you be like, would it just be like the worst thing in the world? Or would you be kind of like, okay, let's have a great 4 months?
I would be sad more so for just like the girl, like our kids and stuff.
That's the toughest part.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the toughest part is not being
But in reality, it's just like, hey.
If it was just you and me, we would have so much fun. But yeah.
It's a blast.
I would mourn their childhood. But you know something is that it's so much better on the other side. We just don't know. I think it's that fear of the unknown that we all, as believers, are you know, susceptible to.
Because we don't know
what's next. We don't know what that crossing is going to look like.
Yeah, you also can't just, our human brains can't fathom eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
But what we do know is that the promise is that it's better.
And I have a heart, I like saying I know. But it's like, I know it with everything in me. Like, I feel like I believe it more than I actually believe myself exists.
Yeah.
That like, there is something after.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't it. And so, but it's like, I know it's hard for people that don't believe, like, to say, I know.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like I know.
Yeah.
But then it's like, but you know, like, life wasn't wasted no matter what.
I know that I want to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
So to be on the other side of that is really exciting. I don't know what it looks like, but.
Blaze of glory, baby.
Mm.
Bro.
I hope at least see it coming. That's what I want. If it comes to like this huge, like big world war, earthquakes, nuclear bombs, whatever it is, I just want to be prepared. I don't want to be, I don't want to come out of nowhere.
You know what? I'm the opposite. I want it to catch me without me knowing. I don't want to prepare at all. I don't want to have any time to think about it.
Death, am I right, guys?
Death, end of the world. Yeah, sorry, I mean, come on. We're having a good time.
Hey, we're having
speaking
a good
of time. Good time, the creator of Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
Coming out with a new show.
Yeah, what's
it's
the
called
theme?
It's called House of Guinness, and it's about the Guinness Empire that was in the 1800s.
And I don't know anything about it, but if it's anything like the whiskey business in Liverpool, it'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, it's taking place in the 1800s in Dublin, Ireland, and New York City.
That'll be
bless
fun.
You, Andrew.
That's going to be rad.
And I just found out the creator, David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, is creating a movie. And it's going to be a horror movie.
Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Surprise-os.
Surprise-os. Gabagool.
Anyways,
guys.
I got a thing or two to talk about Patreon.
Patreon. It's going to be fun.
Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Yes. Shout out to all of our Patreon people. Guys, the lowest level is $5. You get a free episode every single week, a free half episode every week, every episode early, discount codes,
live Q&As.
And if you just found this pod and you're like, man, this would be great, I wish I had more. There's literally, I don't know how many half episodes now that no one's seen.
Yeah, and if this is your first time watching and you said, wish I would have gotten that hour and a half back of my life. Sorry.
Too bad.
But go check us out on Patreon because we have more there.
Yes, we do. You waste more of your time up there.
Yeah, and go to SundayCoolSwag.com to get all your ninja merch.
Lily, what do you have to plug?
If you do LASIK eye surgery in Florida and you are really good at it, let us know.
Yeah. Or if you're just if you're just like dabbling in it and you just want to like like if you're like doing an apprenticeship or something and you just need a person, Lily's your girl.
Yep.
Girl gal is what I meant to say, but
growl. Lily's your growl.
I think that these hurt because I have my fair light eyes.
Do you need to put like sunscreen on your eyeballs before you come in?
We guys just need to turn out in the proper setting.
It's the lowest setting.
The emergency episode was
because it was warm light.
That.
5 stars and everything, guys, please.
It helps us with the algorithm. If you comment, subscribe, hit that bell. I know there's some people have been notified, not being notified.
Yeah.
Have been subscribers for a really long time. They're like, I don't see you guys' videos anymore. Guess what? Hit the bell. You get notified every time we upload.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to read fan mail on our Patreon episode.
Boom.
Go show your friend at work that you think you would call yourself a friend with them, but they might call you an acquaintance. Show them our episode.
Show a stranger this episode.
Show.
While they're sleeping. Say, hey, watch this.
Yeah,
this is a really funny reel that I saw on Instagram. I want you to look at it. Watch this. Quit yelling. Stop yelling. Stop. Funny, right?
Anyways, okay. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye
bye. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
as an empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninja's
hey, that was depressing, am I right?
Sure was, Josh. Oh, man. BetterHelp.com.